Blog Talk Radio.
Delayed reaction. I got a little something in my throat. Let me get it out. Sax Therapy for your mind, body, and soul. This is your host, the Sax Therapist, Tracy J. Leno, right here live from the production suite. doing my thing. And you know what? I went and listened to the past couple of shows, and I did the Direct Connect thing, which is supposed to be the high quality connection. But what I heard, I didn't like. So I deleted those episodes. I'm coming back, and I'm doing this one through Skype. And Skype is not supposed to be as high fidelity as the Direct Connect, but from what I heard, it sounded a lot better on Skype. So I'm going back to Skype. I'll take a test listen and come back at you, and I'll make changes as necessary. As you know, if you ever listen to my show, you know I'm always talking about the technical issues. I like to strive for, you know, to get the best quality I can. And I just listened to like 30 seconds of somebody else's show, and I was like, oh my God, it was so crystal clear. Although I do know that, you know, depending on the hardware you have and how you're producing your show, that you're going to get a different kind of quality. So anyway, steady striving to improve. Hey, how you doing? And we're talking about today, man, is the man keeping you down? Is the man keeping you down? You know, you heard people say it before, man. I just can't get it together, man. The man is on my back, you know. And I'm pretty sure I used to say it in my younger days. Not that I'm so old, yeah, you know. First of all, let me let you know the first song you heard was Walking Upright. That's original music. You can download it at my website, thesaxtherapist.com. And that is co-produced. Let me see, who is that co-produced in? That is co-produced and written with my cousin, Hansel Whiters. Great musician, very talented guy. And, man, I wish I could get some more of his stuff. That's Walking Upright. TheSaxTherapist.com. Let me get that out the way, because I do. Look, I'm here to serve a purpose. Here to serve a purpose. So, and that purpose is what? To introduce you to my music, share some of my thoughts. So, hey, check it out. The number to call in is 516-531-9873. That's 516-531-9873. If you happen to be listening live, you can call in and make a comment. And I was just thinking about, because I try, other than just introducing you to my music, I try to not just ramble and maybe have something that I think is worth even talking about, you know. And I just get so frustrated because I get tired of hearing people that are victims all the time. I'm not talking about real victims, you know, people that got beat, robbed, mugged, that type of thing. But they're victims, taken advantage of, life is not fair. And, you know, we know that there are issues, and always will be issues on this earth. There are always going to be prejudice to people. There are always going to be unfairness. There's always going to be somebody who maybe got something easier than you did. Or easier than I did. There are going to be more talented people, less talented people that make it, and you're going to say, wow, how did she make it? How did he make it? You know, is the system designed to keep you down? I don't know. You know, my first inclination was to say, man, the man ain't keeping you down. And in a lot of instances, it's not the man. In most instances, it's the things that we do to ourselves that slow us down, you know. A lot of us, because I know some of you, you know, you're successful, been successful all your life, you know, all through grade school, high school. I mean, not to say you worked hard, but you did it. You didn't get distracted. You know, and that's kudos to you. See, why people want to hate on those people that have worked hard, who have done. I mean, and even if you inherited it, so what? Your family worked hard. So why people always got to try to take something from somebody else instead of trying to get that something yourself or ourselves? You know, you didn't get that, you didn't earn that. Yeah, you know, who? Somebody says famous words. So, you know, what do you think? You know, like I said, is the man keeping you down? And, you know, and just like I wrote on the show, I said, I don't think so. Then I said, well, maybe. You know, because then you think of it, it's not always like the poor person, a person that comes from the ghetto, and you know, because that's usually what we say. You know, I was the poor person. I won't say I'm still poor, but I am. No, there are people, believe me, there are people much worse off than that. I'm doing good. You know, leave the drugs alone. Quit spending your money on stuff that's not important, really, and invest in yourself. Invest in your family, man, you know. Woman. That's why I say a lot of times it's not the man. A lot of times it's us. You got to invest in yourself. You got to put, instead of spending money on those expensive clothes, man, put it into that class that you need to take that's going to help you be a better photographer or a better chef or whatever it is you want to do. You know, it's not the man. Okay, I got to get to play some music because, you know, it is about the music. But I just, you know, some instances, yeah. Okay, let me say this before I go play some music. Some instances, you can't say the man is trying to keep it down. Think when you try to start a business. All the licenses you have to have. The inspections you have to go through. Some necessary, some unnecessary. You know, look at the problems they trying to, hand Uber. Man trying to keep Uber down. What is if you want to build onto your house? I mean, you got to go get, well, I mean, yeah, we don't want porches collapsing and, you know, roofs falling in. So, I mean, yeah, you know, there are some stuff that just gets ridiculous. You know, hey, and one of them, I think, and I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. But if I own a restaurant and I want to have smoking, then I have smoking. You don't have to work for my restaurant. You don't have to eat at my restaurant. It makes more sense to me to tell people they can't smoke outside. That's the public air. As opposed to, it's my restaurant. You know, I build this, it's my hotel. If I want to have 3 smoking floors and 10 non-smoking floors or whatever, I should be able to have that. People don't have to stay there. That's just me. Sex therapy for your mind, body, and soul. I got some music coming up for you. Here's a little William Green with African Eyes. Check it out. Actually, African Eyes Day.
Thank you.
Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. That is called Beyond the City Gates. That's original music. You can download it at my website, thesextherapist.com. That's on my CD, Royal Blue. Here is, I don't know if I would call this, anyway, they're connected. You heard African Eyes Dance by William Green, and here's African Eyes. Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. That is original music by yours truly. You can download it on my website. That's thesextherapist.com. You can download it right there. TracyJLeonard.com. Same groceries. I was kind of feeling that. I'm going to tell you. It's not just because it was my song, but I kind of digging that, man. I'm thinking I need one song that I'm trying to work on. I kind of like that. That song is kind of hot, I think. But I have some more, too. I have some more, too. Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Brand new season, and, you know, just trying to make it happen, talking about it, the man keep you down. You know, I was just looking on Facebook. I tell you, man, just so much changing, and, you know, and just, oh, my God. You know, I don't, you know, I can just tell you what I hear. And I don't live and work around. I used to live and work around white folks. That's just, a real show, so I'm just keeping it real. I mean, when I worked and it was in banking, you know, I guess, as a black man, we always thought, whether it was true or not, that, you know, that folks try to keep it down. I'm going to be honest, you know. I don't know. I guess when I was younger, I didn't really have no problems. I didn't run into people calling me nigga, and I didn't run into, I just think it's a competitive world. And, man, when you out there in the workforce, people, you know, I mean, I had black people treat me just bad, if not worse than white folks. So I don't know why, you know, all the time coming from a community, it's just always like Donald Trump, he's a racist, he's a bigot, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about this video. When the guy is a black guy, and stand up and stand and all that kind of thing. And he was kind of like all up in there and looked like Donald Trump was looking all around him. I don't know. I don't know what was in the head. I don't know what to know. I mean, it's just like when you walk past people and you say, you spoke and they, you know, sometimes people didn't hear you. Sometimes, after a while, when you speak to somebody every day, you know, it's just not me. I don't know if you saw this. So I don't know. It's just, I just get so tired, man, of people just always, it's always something. I don't care how nice you treat them, they're gonna have those negative thoughts. So, you know, you got people on here calling the man a coon. Why the black man? So because the black man holding the sign saying he supports Donald Trump and he calling him coon and calling him names and all that. That's why you probably, you know, it's just like to be with radical Islam. I mean, people are scared. People are scared to speak up and speak out because you got lonely to me. If you don't want to hurt you or harm you, or call you name. You know, I should be first to call you name first and then hurt, harm you at the worst. I wouldn't dare wear a conservative or a Republican bumper sticker on my car. You know what? Because somebody's going to bust a bunch. Somebody might even assault me. Although, I have politically conservative thoughts. And actually, most black people do have conservative. You know, people want less government. You know, remember when you could get a job and you didn't have to take a drug test? Now, some people would say drug tests are a good thing. But what happened all the time? It was like, hey, if you did your job, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I do think what you do at home is what you do at home. Like, coming in late, looking all high, smelling like alcohol, stealing and stuff, and your ass needs to be fine. That needs to be taken care of. You know, but if you are... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it used to be a time when you could be not a government office. And actually, gay marriage, I think gay people ought to be able to be together, but I don't think you should have changed the definition of marriage. Because now everybody else is going to want to, okay, so I want to be black. But why can't we be married? It's wrong. I wish we could marry who we want to be. So I think if you change definition of marriage, actually anybody ought to be married, whoever, whatever they want to, because who I have rights,
So I should be able to go to court and have a change because of my rights and not what I want marriage to be or what this group of people wants marriage to be. You know, sex therapy for your mind, body, and soul. That's it. Is the man keeping you down? I don't think so. I think that we keep ourselves down. But see, my bed ran out on me. And see, I got these two screens, but I'm trying to get my mouse over here. And actually, you know why I'm tripping? I got a touch screen, so all I had to do is touch the screen, and my mouse. And my mouse will be right over here. I got some more music coming up for you. What did I play? I thought that was Father Knows Best. You can download it at my website, thesaxtherapist.com. That was before I went on to my little rant. And also you heard African Eyes by William Green as well. Here's another cut from William Green. This is called Hypnotic. Be for your mind, body. That was William Green, and that was called Hypnotic. And you can just, wow, You know what? I'm going to have to get William Green's website so I can give it to you. So I know you can check him out. His music is at CD Baby and maybe on iTunes. William Green, Magic Dream, and I'll get all the information to get it to you. Just here in the production suite doing my thing. Sex therapy for your mind, body, and soul. And I'm trying to get, you know, I'm getting my studio back together, set up where I can see and reach everything. And it's, you know, so my actions are a little delayed. No. The man is not keeping you down. I think we need to try a little harder. I mean, you know what? I don't know why we think life is supposed to be easy and that, you know, everything should just fall into our lap. Man, people work hard for what they do. Even back in the day, man, in the steel mills and all that kind of, people work hard, man, work long hours. You know, we hear about people, we work too long, oh, and benefits. And yeah, benefits are great, but how you just going to make somebody give you something? People gave benefits because they wanted, you know, better people. You know, they wanted, you know, people start competing for the better employees. Oh, so down there, they get 3 days vacation. Okay, so we're going to give a week of vacation. Okay, down there, they give you 2 6-day days. Okay, we're going to give you 3 6-day days. Now, I'm not saying there's an absolute, but if a company wants to keep good people, they're going to. But, like I said, I mean, there is a balance. You know, there is a play where unions came in to help us get things. You know, now I think unions, you know, a lot, I don't know. I know when, as a musician, I mean, it was we paying dues for what? What did we get? You know, it was like politics. Really, that was back like in high school. Really. You know, so I think there's a place, but I don't think you should have to be in a union. If you want to be in a union, be in a union. I don't think you should have to be in a union. You get a job and you have to pay union dues. Well, because we're negotiating. But I don't want you to negotiate. I mean, I can negotiate myself. You know, so I don't know. That's just me. Now, see, another thing. Now, I wouldn't walk around with a, I'm a non-union member bumper sticker on my car. You know, so people talk about you ought to be free and there should be no discrimination, but they discriminate against you because you don't think like them. Right? You know, if I talk about the neighborhood and all the garbage and you want to throw your trash down and people, and I'm not talking about just black people, I'm talking about black and white people. I've seen white people throw garbage on the ground too, man. I just want to slap somebody. You know, I'm just thinking, I'm rambling off now. And, you know, this is something that just came to my mind. What the heck is up with the plastic bags now? I thought we went to paper bags. I mean, to plastic bags to get away from paper bags. Now we're going back to paper bags. Yeah. Going back to paper bags. I thought we were trying to get away from it. I don't understand. Here's Lovely Lynn. I'm out of here. This is going to be the last song. Thank you so much for listening. I know I was kind of rambling a little bit. It's all about the music and all about the thoughts from my head. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next time. And if you can't listen live, listen to the archive right here on Blog Talk Radio, Sax Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Don't forget to check out my website, thesaxtherapist.com. And hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, all that. I'm out there, the Sax Therapist. Thank you. I'll see you later. Peace out. sex therapy for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you so much. That was No Way, No How. You can download it at my website, thesextherapist.com. That's No Way, No How. Thank you so much for checking in with me. I'll check you out tomorrow. Peace. Therapy for your mind, body, and soul. Check, check, check. 1, 2. Check. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Check. 1, 2.